Liz looked at him, seemingly without much interest, then back at Ted, who sat in the straight-backed chair with the table in his lap and the legs poking at his face. Blood was dripping down one of his cheeks now, and his hair was more red than white. He tried to speak, and what came out instead was a dry and flailing old man's cigarette cough. "Filthy man, filthy, filthy man! For 2 cents I'd pull your pants down and yank that filthy thing right off you." She turned and looked at her huddled son again, and the expression Bobby now saw in the one eye he could really see, the contempt, the accusation, made him cry harder. She didn't say, "You too," but he saw it in her eye. Then she turned back to Ted. "Know what? You're going to jail!" She pointed a finger at him, and even through his tears Bobby saw the nail that had been on it when she left, and Mr. Biderman's murk was gone. There was a bloody ragged wheel where it had been. Her voice was mushy, seeming to spread out somehow as it crossed her oversized lower lip. "I'm going to call the police now. If you're wise, you'll sit still while I do it. Just keep your mouth shut and sit still." Her voice was rising, rising. Her hands, scratched and swelled at the knuckles as well as broken at the nails, curled into fists, which she shook at him. "If you run, I'll chase you, and I'll carve you up with my longest butcher knife. See if I don't. I'll do it right on the street for everyone to see, and I'll start with the part of you that seems to give you boys, so much trouble. So sit still, Bradigan. If you want to live long enough to go to jail, don't you move." The phone was on the table by the couch. She went to it. Ted sat with the table in his lap and blood flowing down his cheek. Bobby huddled next to the fallen clock, the one his mother had gotten with trading stamps. Drifting in the window on the breeze of Ted's fan came Bowser's cry, "Roo! Roo! Roo!" "You don't know what happened here, Mrs. Garfield. What happened to you was terrible, and you have all my sympathy. But what happened to you is not what happened to Carol."
"Shut up!"
She wasn't listening, didn't even look in his direction. Carol ran to Liz, reached out for her, then stopped. Her eyes grew large in her pale face, her mouth dropped open. "They pulled your dress off?" It was half a whisper, half a moan. Liz stopped dialing and turned slowly to look at her.
"Why did they pull your dress off?"
Liz seemed to think about how to answer. She seemed to think hard. "Shut up," she said at last. "Just shut up. Okay?"
"Why did they chase you? Who's hitting?"
Carol's voice had become uneven.
"Who's hitting?"
"Shut up!"
Liz dropped the telephone and put her hands to her ears. Bobby looked at her with growing horror. Carol turned to him. Fresh tears were rolling down her cheeks. There was knowing in her eyes. Knowing. The kind Bobby thought that he had felt while Mr. McQuown had been trying to fool him.